KVNO, Carol Rosenberger with the piano sonata number 23 in F minor, Appassionata, the opening movement of that sonata, Ludwig van Beethoven. 8:45 on a Tuesday, and you know what that means. Well, now you know. We're going around town with Jeff. Jeff, how are you?
Good morning, Otis. So, did you get out to see the Aurora Borealis this
last
weekend?
I went out on the deck, and I looked up.
And?
Well, I've got a maple tree and street light. No, I didn't go out of town to see it.
Trees are beautiful.
Yeah, it was a nice night.
Well, a few days before the Northern Lights made their debut in the Midwest, I was flying back from Atlanta. It was exactly a week ago.
Oh, really?
And flying in Tuesday afternoon, I can see the Omaha skyline, Otis. I can actually see my apartment. It was pretty cool, actually. Just recently.
I like doing that from airplanes. I live there.
I live there, right down there.
I used to live there.
Yep.
Or I don't want to live
there. I don't want to live there. I hear the landing gear go down.
Yeah.
And, we're looking over the airport, and I'm trying to figure out where the tornado damage was, because a friend of mine had a private plane that was damaged. I'm trying to figure that out. Landing gear's down. And then I realize, Otis, that we're not landing. We're over. You don't actually generally fly over Epley Airfield. You come in for a landing to Epley. And I, at the same moment, we had some turbulence, and I saw this little dark cloud. So I thought, oh, and there must just be a little thing. So you remember a week ago, there was like that last minute little windstorm. So we circle off to the east. I think, oh, we're just going to circle around. But we keep going east, and we keep going, and the pilot doesn't say anything. And I'm thinking, okay, this is odd. Finally, he gets on the PA, and he says, ladies and gentlemen, we're diverted to Des Moines.
Any of you know what Des Moines looks like from the air?
I love Des Moines. It's great, but yeah, we're like, what? We're landing in Des Moines, and there's the lack of communication. There's no one knows what's happening. We're on the ground there. I won't mention the airline, but even the flight crew was really frustrated because no one knew. Do we get off the plane? Do we take our luggage? Do we wait around the gate? So we're finally out at the gate, kind of hanging around, trying to figure out what to do. And, we kept hearing that maybe there was going to be another flight down the road, but we're also being told to go to baggage claim. There might be a bus. We're getting a hold of loved ones in Omaha because I had to do the show the next morning. I've got to get back. There's no,
you had to be here.
I had to be here. So
rumors of buses.
Yes. Rumors of buses were greatly over-exaggerated. Yeah. A few people straggled off to the bar, but that terminal was shutting down. And so everyone was getting really tired and agitated. And then one lady makes a joke, and she makes kind of a Field of Dreams joke. And she says, is this heaven or Iowa? Not the greatest joke. And then I come back with a worse joke, the cliche of all cliches. I'm almost embarrassed to tell you. I said, well, we're not in Kansas anymore. Cliche. Uh-oh. So at that moment, though.
Is that when they turned on you?
This is what's funny. At the precise moment I said Kansas, someone shouted, there's a double rainbow. So we all run to the window, and we see this incredible double rainbow.
Okay.
And somehow the mood shifted, Otis, and we got to chatting. Some of us were from Omaha. Others were visiting Omaha for the first time. And some were flying for the first time, and they were kind of freaked out because they didn't know what was going to happen.
Right.
And there were some, older folks that were having trouble hearing the announcements.
Okay.
So we began helping each other out and sharing what info we had. And we were trying to reassure those who were stressed out that, everything was going to be okay. We were singing Omaha's praises, talking about restaurants and the zoo. And it was an example of how we need that human connection and how, most people do love to help each other, even when you're stuck in the Des Moines airport. And a few hours later, we were back and landed in Omaha. And coming into Omaha, that familiar skyline twinkled in the distance, in the way that only Omaha's, skyline can. So over the weekend, as social media filled up with photos of the Northern Lights, I got to thinking about how something beautiful like a double rainbow or a rare solar storm can unite us, and also how a tornado can unite us in helping each other out afterwards. And what's more beautiful than that rainbow or those Northern Lights is the connection we all desire to have, human to human, and to help each other out. And Otis, that's another Jeff around town. Aww. Literally around town. Certainly.
All I can say is you're lucky they didn't divert you to Newark.
I've spent some hours on the Newark tarmac. That's another story, a Jeff around New York.
Around town with Jeff. Yeah. Got stuck there once, and the lady said, first thing we got to do is get you out of Newark.